Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Jennifer. Go for it.
Good morning, Ben and Nathan. I'm a nurse practitioner that wants out of healthcare. Okay, that's I don't know if you want to jump from healthcare into law, but okay. Before I knew about LSAT Demon, I took the Kaplan Live online course, $1,400 last May. In 2021, I took the LSAT and got a 148. Ooh, wow. They didn't warn you. I guess no one there warned you based on your practice test scores to not take it. That course was super fast and just not the right tool for me. I really want to go to you. Huh?
It's not the right tool for anyone.
No.
It sucks. Kaplan is the worst.
$1,500 and fast. That sucks. I really want to go to University of Maryland's part-time evening JD program. I would consider University of Baltimore if it included a full scholarship. It sounds like you're kind of constrained to Maryland, but hopefully you can apply more broadly. I mean,
what about DC?
You're not too far from DC, and there are a lot of schools in this area. My question for you is, do I take the April 2022 LSAT and try to get my score up and apply for fall of 2022 and purchase the LSAT Demon Live plan? Or do I shoot for June 2022 and apply for the fall of 2023 and buy the LSAT Demon premium plan? I need to stretch my money. I really can't afford a live plan monthly until June. Any guidance will help me. I would not take it in April. I'm just ignoring the financial situation right now. Like, I don't think you're going to be ready. I don't know what you're scoring right now, but
yeah. And don't take it in June either. I mean, your problem, you already did this once, Jennifer. You already, with the way you did the LSAT prep the first time, is you and Kaplan Live facilitated this. We don't facilitate this. We will yell at you and tell you to make better decisions. She like decided when she wanted to take the LSAT. Then she took a class that like went right up to that test. And then she was just like, no matter how I'm doing, I'm going to take the test. Well, that's dumb. That's not how we play this game. We're going to try to save you $150,000. And the way we're going to do that is by not taking the official test until we're ready to take the official test.
Yep.
So rather than try to shoehorn in to, I mean, God forbid, she's also asking, should I try to take the April test so that I can still try to start law school this fall?
Oh, yeah, I kind of like glossed over that. That's just not a smart strategy either. But I guess my hyper focus is like, when should you take the test? I don't know, but it's not going to be April. And it doesn't sound like it's going to be June either.
Yeah, I don't even think starting law school in fall 2023 is necessarily the best time for you. I mean, now like Jennifer's going to immediately walk away and never study with us at all. But I have to be honest, which is you need to stop putting the cart before the horse. You need to stop deciding on time frame before you properly prepare for the LSAT. And you just shouldn't be putting bad official scores on record. You're not ready until your practice test scores show that you're going to get a score that, according to our scholarship estimator, by the way, that's lsatdemon.com/scholarships. Don't take the official test until your practice tests give you a number that, when combined with your undergraduate GPA, are going to make you a good candidate for scholarships to law schools. And 148 is not doing it for anybody. You shouldn't have taken that first test, but that's behind us now. Yeah. Just don't make that same mistake again.
Yeah.
You're like wildly late for the 2022 cycle. Ben didn't even understand your email because he wasn't even possibly considering. It's February and you're not done with your LSAT yet. You're not going to law school in 2022 if you're following our advice.
No. I think I actually read that earliest. And I was thinking apply, because she says apply.
She did
for,
say apply for, but
I was thinking apply
in.
In
yes, no, but she said four, and that's what she meant. And that would be just really very bad strategy. Instead, you need to be thinking about applying in fall of 2023. Oh, sorry, in fall of 2022 if you want to go to law school in fall of 2023. But you also need to be probably a little more flexible and realize that if you have to apply later and end up going to school in fall of 2024, that's also fine. Now, you are talking about part-time programs, so there is like some potential for spring starts, and there, you know, maybe the application cycle is a little bit different at some of those schools, and we don't know. It's going to vary on a case-by-case basis, but for most people, the advice is, if you really want to follow our advice and if you really want to save $150,000, the way you do that is you apply early, you apply broadly with the very best LSAT you can. You apply a year before.
Mm-hmm.
How does she get to the very best LSAT she can?
Well, she has these financial constraints and she's trying to decide between live and premium. I think I must have seen the email that you
I responded right away because I wanted to try to help her as much as I could right away. And my advice right away was, hey, consider doing 1 month of live right now so that we can guide you, so that we can teach you how to self-study, so that we can give you lots of good advice about law school admissions, so that we can put you on the right path to success. And then from there, after 1 month of our live classes, I mean, you'll have an opportunity to meet me, Ben, a dozen other teachers through live classes 7 days a week. Don't go to all of them. Pick and choose a schedule that works for you. But we have multiple live classes 7 days a week. Whole team of wonderful people who want to help you. And if you did just 1 month of that, then you could downgrade to premium or even to basic, which is only $95 a month and a wonderful self-study tool.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It seems like people, I don't know why this question isn't as common now, but a long time ago when I was doing a lot more tutoring, it seemed like people would be like, hey, can I meet with you now? And then I want to do a bunch of hours right before the tests.
Right.
I was always like, no. If you want to meet a bunch, let's meet now, get you going in the right direction, and you can take it from there because your questions are actually going to decrease over time. The precision and the quality of your questions will increase, but you need to go in the right direction.
I don't even really feel very comfortable doing packages for tutoring because of that reason, right?
Yeah, I precisely. Feel like they're going to end.
My goal is to help you as much as I can in the first hour. So if I can blow your mind and totally teach you how to play this game by yourself in an hour, then great. I don't want to do tutoring, super expensive private tutoring with you anymore because I'm not trying to rip anybody off. I want to help you save $150,000. And I want to do that as good as I can. As well as I can, as fast as I can. And I mean, for Jennifer, I would strongly recommend 1 month of LSAT Demon Live right now, and then just plan to downgrade, possibly downgrade all the way down to basic, and then study as long as you need to with basic to get that LSAT up into the 160s and get yourself a full ride, Jennifer. You've already had a previous career. You do not need to be borrowing $150,000 to go down this other, frankly, less reliable career path.
Yep. Couldn't agree more.
Thank you for writing in, Jennifer. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.